With what word did we begin our Advent meditations last week? Does anybody remember that far back? What was the great word? Watch. Watch is what the readings proclaim to us, that we are to watch with great attention. First of all, the state of our own souls, our own relationship with the Lord, where we need Him, where we may have strayed, and then to watch for Him, for what He might be calling us to do to right the way, to watch for how His mercy needs to work in our lives. So first, to watch by way of where do I need to repent, and then to watch by way of how does He want to work, and how is He indeed working in my life? This week, we build on that. And instead of watching, now we wait. Right? Because first we realized how much we needed Him, and then we asked Him for the grace to be able to recognize His working. Well, now we wait for that work to have greater effect, to grow in our lives. And whenever we're told to wait, we hate it. It's been that way ever since we were really about little Maverick Ryan's age, right? Just a few weeks old, already we're like, no, Mom, now, I need you now. We haven't really grown out of that, right? We still want things immediately, and yet growth takes time, right? The greatest periods of waiting in our life are the greatest periods of growth as well. And nature bears that out. If you've ever tried planting something, you know that that's the case. That you make this great sacrifice of something, right? This seed that I could use for something else, right? We eat seeds all the time, right? I can have an immediate use for this, but no, I'm going to sacrifice that. I'm going to put it in the ground, put it out of my complete control, and I'm going to wait. Well, that's the case in the spiritual life so often. With desires that we have, the time that we have, we invest it in our prayer. We give it to the Lord, and then we have to wait. But just as the growth of that plant is silent, for the initial stages, we can't even see it. We just have to trust that it's happening. So it is with our own spiritual lives. Right? It might have been that last week we saw some things that need to change. When we watched, we realized, ooh, this is where I'm at. This is where God wants me to be. This is how God wants to work in my life. And we might have gotten discouraged that the fix wasn't immediate. Sometimes that happens with a confession. We have this great and glorious confession. We get so much off of our chest, and then that very day we fall into a sin that just blindsides us. And we go, well, what gives? Like, I thought that was supposed to be my life-changing moment. So much of our life is waiting for the effect to really change us. And that's why we need the virtue of patience. Right, patience is that thing that so often we look at our lives and we realize, I am one of the most impatient people that I can imagine. But patience is the first characteristic of love. St. Paul, when he writes of it, he says, love is what? Love is patient. Love is kind. Before all else, he says patient. But when we read that, we get nervous because we think, well then, do I live a life without love? I mean, if I just look at how I treat my family, my spouse, my coworkers, whoever it might be, ooh, patience is the first thing that goes. Well, our Lord's not shocked. He's not surprised. He knows what fallen humanity is capable of and where our limits are. And our limits, they're pretty small, right? So we don't have much patience. In fact, very often we run out of our daily store of patience before we even drink the first sip of our coffee. Our Lord understands, and He doesn't expect us to manufacture patience out of nowhere, to live this kind of superhuman life. No, He expects us to realize we're beggars before a generous God. And so we ask for the patience ahead of time, and you know what's the crazy thing is? He actually gives it. Not in some spectacular way to where from one day to the next we change from being totally impatient to being saints. But over time, if every day we build up this habit of, at the beginning of the day, thinking, okay, what can I expect to encounter? All right, yeah, I have a meeting with this guy, and he's the worst. Oh, and then I also, after that, man, I've just been really getting into it with this coworker, and I just don't know why, but everything she does bothers me. And then afterwards, yeah, man, my kid's a teenager, that's right. They're constantly rolling their eyes, and it kills me. And you think of all of the things, and ahead of time you ask God, God, give me more patience than I had yesterday. Give me that grace that without you, I guarantee I won't have. And so we ask him for that grace. And then in the moment, we realize I've asked him for it. He's a good and generous God, so he's given it to me. So right now I have access to that divine store of patience. And then at the end of the day, we think, God, how have I done? Right? And for those moments that we see that we've failed, that's when we enter into the next aspect of patience. Right? Because up to this point, we've talked about patience with each other. Now how about patience with ourselves? Because at the end of the day, it's so good to reflect on how God has worked in our life that day and then how we've responded to his grace. To have that examination of conscience. But very often, that's when we get the boxing gloves on and we just say, like, I'm going to go to town on myself now. To be mad at how imperfect I am. And God says, patience. My child, patience. We reflected in the second reading of how patient God is with us. We're not that patient with ourselves. And because of that, we get discouraged and we just give up. See, patience is not complacency. Patience is not saying, it's hard, don't worry about it. It's saying, it's hard. So don't beat yourself up over it. And try again tomorrow. Patience is what actually gives us the courage to keep moving forward, to keep striving for excellence. Because we realize this is a goal, this goal of being a virtuous, loving person, that goal is worth it. And so when I fall short, instead of saying I'm never going to do it, I say, I'm not quite there yet. But with God's grace, I can do better tomorrow. With God's grace. That leads us to the third aspect of patience, and perhaps the most overlooked. That's patience with God. Because we might be sometimes patient even with each other, even with the most annoying people in our lives. Maybe we're even patient with ourselves, and we say, you know what, yeah, life is hard, and I'm not perfect, but I am getting better. But with God, whoo, anything goes wrong, and immediately we point that finger, and we say, you were supposed to be good and loving, and this is happening. Or we say, I need this, and I need this yesterday. So if you don't give it to me right now, I'm just going to stop talking to you. And even though we don't put it into words that way, that's the way we act. Right? I can't tell you the amount of people that I've talked to who said, oh, I used to be religious, but. Or I used to pray, but. And usually at the end of that but is, I prayed for something and I didn't get it. And it's because we treat God as a genie and prayer as rubbing the lamp. That's not how it works. You see, God wants way more for us than we ever do at any given moment. Very often we see it backwards. We think, I want so much and God gives me nothing. And we're kind of those spoiled toddlers that just kind of throw that temper tantrum. But in fact, when God says no, it's very often not because I'm asking too much, but because I'm asking too little. And because I want it now, my desire is never going to grow. And yet waiting produces growth. So sometimes when I ask for something, God says, no, absolutely not right now. And I get so mad, but he says, no, keep asking. So weeks go by, months, years, and maybe a few years later, after I've persistently been asking him, Lord, I need help with this. Lord, I need you, I need you, I need you. I realize, wait a second, before I was asking for this tiny little passing thing, a little Band-Aid solution to a problem I had right then. And God said no because in his mercy, he realized I needed more than a Band-Aid. I needed more than just a stopgap solution. I was asking for something puny. He let my desires grow by saying no for a while until I yearned for this thing, until I was at and past my breaking point, and then finally I was ready to accept God's transforming my desire into what I actually needed. And that's how it works. So often, But we'll never let it work that way if we're not patient with God. So then we can be patient with ourselves and patient with others in our lives. And so, as we continue on this Advent journey, we realize we're not alone. Right? God is there generously wanting to give us the virtue of patience. And as our model in patience, he's given us a mother. Right? Mary is the great model of patience for the Christian. Because it was she that was the only one in all of creation that had heard that angel's message. And then what did she have to do? She had to wait. For 9 months, she had to bear that secret on her own. She had to bear all the trials of life, knowing God was coming into this world, but it didn't happen in one instant in a flash of glory. It happened through the normal human course of having to wait. Then the child was born, and it's the end of the story, right? No. She had to wait 30 years for him to manifest any of his glory. For 30 years, she knew that this was God incarnate, more powerful than anybody could imagine. And yet she had to attune herself to God's timing and not her own. How many trials during those 30 years must that family have faced where she would have said, God, come on, Jesus, like, you know who you are, help us. And yet God knew the right time. And then her very own son, she watched suffer and die for the sins of humanity. And she had to wait again. 3 days she waited while her son slept the sleep of death. But she waited with hope, knowing that there would be a resurrection. And so to her who waited, who has that virtue of patience in an eminent way, we ask her intercession and her help that we may gain that virtue this week as well. So that through our waiting, we may have growth in our hearts in the great virtue of patience.